Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, welcome in to the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. It is January 1st, and a happy new year to everybody. Yes, indeed. Rob Parker and Aaron Torres in for Mr. Chris Broussard. It is a funky flashback Friday, and so much to do, so little time. Aaron Torres, happy new year, my brother.
Rob Parker, happy new year, my man. I was driving around all week, heard you on Dan Patrick, heard you on The Odd Couple. I know you've been busy, but it's a pleasure to be joining you, and obviously a privilege and a pleasure to be joining you this afternoon.
Always. You know, I love having you on. Aaron, of course, works with Arnie Spanier here on Fox Sports Radio. He covers college basketball and football and, you know, all the other stuff in between. So, yeah, we will have a good show. It's great to have you on, especially with the big college football games going on today as we try to pick another champion or crown another champion, even though it's the usual suspects.
Mm-hmm.
But we will get to that. But first, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. And you're right. I was filling in for Dan Patrick and all these other shows. And today will conclude 10 shows in the last 5 days.
Woof.
It has been a whirlwind, and I'm going to tell you, enjoyed all of it. great different hosts. I work with Jonas Knox locally on AM 570, LA Sports. That was fun. Filled in for Rogan and Rodney, did some Dan Patrick's. And, of course, The Odd Couple has been rolling strong despite the elitist Chris Broussard with 2 weeks off here at the end of the year. Yeah, I can call him that.
Fantastic. Dude, I'll tell you, like I said, every single time I got in the car, I heard you with Bernie Fratto, heard you, I don't even know with everybody, but I am glad you are the Cal Ripken of sports talk radio, my man. And yeah, just a pleasure to be with you today. And so as Rob, I will get into momentarily my New Year's and everything, but we should keep everybody updated on the football game. Alabama, as you alluded to a minute ago, Rob, rolling past Notre Dame 31-7. Crimson Tide looking like exactly like we thought they would. They are completely dominating the Irish, 427 yards, only 281 yards for Notre Dame. And I think it's going to set up largely what we're going to talk about for the next couple hours is what is going on with college football. And, you know, I'm a college football guy. I love college football. I love this sport. But we are at this weird point where it's every single year, Alabama, Clemson, sometimes Ohio State is in the mix. And after that, it's just a huge gap. And it's a fascinating thing to discuss on a day like today where Alabama is absolutely steamrolling Notre Dame again. And in a lot of ways, I'll be honest, Rob, I feel bad for Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame is a school that I don't think the average person understands that they are in a unique situation. It's a small school. It's a Catholic school. They can't recruit a lot of the same people that an Alabama and an Ohio State, a Clemson do. And so it's just a very weird situation at Notre Dame where they're competing in this sport with these schools that basically, I don't want to say it's an uneven playing field, but it is totally bizarre. But I bring all this up just to say that as we look at Notre Dame 31-7 again, Alabama has the ball and they're driving with about 8 minutes left in this game. It's just fascinating to think about how we got to this point where Notre Dame can get to a playoff as the fourth best team in college football and it's not even competitive. And oh, by the way, you start talking about the evening game with Ohio State and Clemson. I just saw a tweet out on social media that 76% of all bets are coming in on Clemson. And so we are just at a fascinating point in college football with this sport as a whole, where every single year, Alabama, Clemson, to a degree, Ohio State is in that mix, Rob. So go ahead.
I think it's bad. I agree. Don't get me wrong. We love like dynasties and great teams or whatever. Like, you know, some teams can have a run and you look at them and you're impressed by it or whatever. But where we are now, exactly, this is my issue is for a team not to even be competitive in a playoff game.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. It's not that Alabama is winning again or Clemson's going to win again or whatever it is. It's that there's no competition. That's the whole nature of sports, right?
I agree.
Where's the upset? Why can't Notre Dame come in 19, 20-point underdogs and play the game of their lives, right? It's happened before, but we don't have that anymore, and I don't know how. Even if you're a big college football fan, how does it feel good, Aaron? Mm-hmm. Why would you want to watch this? I mean, Alabama scored in its first three possessions. All right, I'm ready to click around.
Yep.
Is there a Honeymooners marathon or a Golden Girls marathon on that I can watch? I mean, is that where we are, where the game is not even competitive from Jump Street?
Well, and it's really funny because, you know, obviously, as part of just having been around college football for years, I go on all these local shows in Tuscaloosa and College Station, which is where Texas A&M is, Knoxville, Tennessee, wherever. And it's just really funny because you go on in Alabama, and I'm not kidding, Rob, in September, it's a conversation about, you know, how do we match up with Clemson? How do we match up? It's not about LSU or Tennessee or Texas A&M or the SEC. It's those two or three teams at the end of the season, and then you go out in Knoxville, and it's just misery because you can't figure out a way to get to Alabama's level. And so to your point, I think it's really hurt the sport. I don't know how we get another two or three teams to Alabama and Clemson's level, because I'm with you. It's hard to defend this sport when it's the same two teams every single year.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that those schools aren't great.
Sure.
But that's just not, it becomes the Harlem Globetrotters against the Washington Generals. That's what we're watching today. And you might think it's too harsh to call Notre Dame the Washington Generals, but when they play the big boys in the big moments, they don't perform. They don't play well.
But
and it was never like that. I can remember college football where there were other schools that were in the mix, and it wasn't this one-sided for a couple of schools, and then you have your LSU or they always keep Ohio State in the mix. I think Ohio State's always in the mix. Not only because they're a good program, they want the Big Ten involved. Do you know what I mean? Like they don't want it to be totally where you turn off or alienate. The Pac-12's not involved. They just poo-poo the Pac-12. Am I right? Like, it doesn't matter.
No, 100%. And I really think, and it's funny, and I want your just opinion on this, but, as a guy who lived in Michigan, I know you've been critical of Jim Harbaugh, as you should be, as we all should be. But it's like, how can Michigan not at any point in 15 years put a team on the field that can compete with Ohio State? How can LSU had last year, but mostly for the last 15 to 20 years, not compete with Alabama? I think it's a bad thing. And you know what's scary, Rob, is if you follow the recruiting rankings, it's only going to stay this way because now we're 6-7 years, whatever it is, into this playoff, and kids say, I want, not only is Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State going to get me to the NFL, they're going to get me in those big games that matter. And now the recruiting gap is getting even bigger, and that's what the scary part is going forward.
No, you're right. It's a bad cycle. Nobody wants to go to a Michigan or some other school and try to make their own mark.
Yep.
It's like, where's the factory? I want to be in the big games. I can get a ring, right? I'll go there. Everybody, people from all over going to Alabama or Clemson and just saying, oh yeah, this is where we'll go, and they're three deep at every position. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I'll give you a good example of that. That backup quarterback that came in for Clemson the first game against Notre Dame, DJ, I believe it's Ui Laganlale. I'm not
Gesundheit.
Well, guess where he's from, Rob?
Where?
He's from Southern California.
This is what I'm saying.
Yes.
This is what I mean, kids from Southern California are going to the South to play football and play for these schools, and they don't want to, turn USC around or UCLA or anything like that. It's amazing. And the same thing, Michigan, for all of its failures as a perennial, and I get it, they've won more games than any other college football program and all that other nonsense, but they've got basically one national championship since the Louisiana Purchase.
Yep.
I mean, that's how long it's been, and Jim Harbaugh came to Michigan to fix it, and he can't even beat Ohio State. He's been burned by Michigan State and his rivals. They haven't gone to the college football playoffs. I mean, it's embarrassing. Yet that school has so many guys who have gone to the NFL, right?
100%
from Michigan.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I don't know how it gets fixed because, like I said, if you follow the recruiting rankings, it's Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State at the top every single season. And so it's unfortunate, but I'm with you. And I'll ask you, I know you and Chris primarily, you don't talk a ton of college football on this show.
No, and also you got to get my background growing up in New York City.
Yeah.
There's no college football, okay?
Sure.
There's no college football, which is incredible when you think about it. So I grew up with no college football. I watched the big games as a kid,
Yep.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I did. But we didn't have, West Point was probably, West Point, Syracuse is a million miles away from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So Syracuse wasn't your college football team. I used to cover West Point
when I was
a sports writer at the Daily News, when I first started out. So I used to drive up there and cover games on Saturdays during college football season. But no. For the most part, you know what I mean? I grew up without college football.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask is I know there's so much NFL to cover over the course of a week, but you're a sports fan. I've watched games with you. I've hung out with you. I know that you love sports. That's why we all do this. But I was going to ask you, as somebody who didn't grow up around college football, I'm guessing that the dominance of one to two to three teams doesn't what's the right word? It doesn't encourage you to carve out time on a Saturday to make time for this sport when at the end of the season we know who the same two or three teams are going to be.
That's where I'm at.
Yep.
And I used to go on some Saturdays. You know me, Aaron. Love the chicken wings.
Yep.
I could go to a sports bar, hang out, you know, watch a good game, see something. But it has become very predictable. I'm curious as to see from our listeners, how many people are you still that engaged? And we've seen the ratings. I know it's down for just about everybody. But we also have seen the attendance go down in college football. I think it was 2 years ago, it had dropped like the lowest point in 24 years or something, you know, across the board, where normally college football people are into it because they're invested, the schools in their community, or they went there. You know what I mean? It's different from pro, where people are more invested in college because that's their team that they grew up with. But I'm curious to see how many people are enjoying this. Are they tired of it? Where are you? Did you turn? Have you turned back? Are you flipping? Are you glued in? I don't know. All right, 877-99 on Fox is our telephone number. 877-996-6369. Can you still watch predictable games? Is the college football playoffs tainted this year? We want to hear from you. It is the Odd Couple on New Year's Day. That's right. Listen to my mic. We're live. Rob Parker, Aaron Torres, right here on Fox Sports Radio. And we're all in this fight against COVID-19. And Ford Motor Company is doing its part by manufacturing and donating 100 million masks to underserved communities. And Ford encourages everyone to join the effort. We are so close to winning this fight, and these next weeks are crucial. Let's hold the line, continue to social distance, wear masks, look out for each other so we can get back to where we were.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Now, this is a funky flashback. Woo! Friday. My goodness gracious. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, here on January 1st, 2021. Yes, Happy New Year's Day to everyone. Rob Parker and Aaron Torres in for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. And I don't know, Aaron. I mean, it's still 31-7 Alabama. If you're Las Vegas, why don't they just pull these games off the board? They must be getting taking a bath. I'm serious. If I was in Las Vegas and running one of the sports books, it's either, you know, a team getting 50 points or no bet at all, right? Because everybody's winning. The real gamblers, don't they win all the time on these college, big college games?
Well, it's unbelievable because all week long, and we were I've talked to Bernie Fratto, the Vegas insider, I haven't heard anyone really make the compelling case that Notre Dame could even keep it close, and it was a 3-touchdown spread, so it's unbelievable. But yeah, I will have to ask Lamar Miller that in hour three because Lamar Miller is a, I think, a running back. But yeah, because it's just, it's unbelievable that all week long, everyone said Notre Dame doesn't have a chance, and sure enough, here we are.
Right. That's what I'm saying. All right, let's see if sports fans are still into the college football playoffs because we already know what's going to happen. It's so predictable. Let's hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. And Aaron, I know you got people chiming to get in.
Absolutely. Sean in Texas, you're on The Odd Couple. Aaron Torres filling in for Chris Broussard alongside Rob Parker. What do you got, Sean?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year. So I love college football. I'm a big Wisconsin Badger fan. I grew up in Wisconsin.
Yep.
And it's just like, it's crazy to see that, like, frankly, Notre Dame has no business being there. I texted a friend of mine when I first saw this spread. I was like, dude, how do I not bet all of my money I have on this? Because I'm going to win it.
I know. That's exactly what I'm talking about. What would stop somebody from going into their savings and putting $5,000 down on Alabama?
It's really, like, the only reason to not do it is that you just don't trust sports betting. Because otherwise, like, I mean, come on. Notre Dame has no business being there. And it's weird because it's like, well, what do you do to fix this? What do you do to fix this? Because, like, Wisconsin's strength, like, comes from the fact that people take a lot of pride in being a big Badger lineman. You're going to run everybody over. What does USC have? What do UCLA have? The perennial powers. Like, do they even have an identity to bring in big recruits?
No, that's the problem. And Aaron brought it up earlier about quarterback from
Clemson.
Right, from
Clemson. The backup.
From California.
Correct. And actually, the second best quarterback in high school football last year was committed to USC. Guess where he ended up, Rob? Alabama. And he's from Southern California. So
there's another one. There's the issue. There's the problem. All right, 877-99 on Fox.
Andrew in Tennessee, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Aaron Torres filling in for Chris Broussard alongside Rob Parker. What do you got, Andrew?
What's up, guys? Man, Rob, I love the show. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
And we're rolling, man. Rolling into the new year. And I'm excited. Thanks for all the support for The Odd Couple. For real.
All right. As a big Tennessee fan, I've been a Tennessee fan my whole life. Yeah. You know, it makes me sick to see Alabama as good as they are because they've just been handing it to us for 14 years in a row. But I don't have no interest whatsoever watching Alabama and Notre Dame play. I seen a video online of a lady, a Notre Dame fan, crying when she found out that they had to play Alabama. Because the recruiting gap is so bad, Alabama could have 20 guys get drafted in the first round this year, and it's going to be the next 25-star recruits up, and they won't miss a beat. They never miss a beat. No matter who leaves, it just the next man up, and they produce the same numbers or better every year. And I don't know how teams like Tennessee can close the gap. I hope they can figure it out. I don't know if they're going to fire Pruitt or not, but we got to figure something out because the gap in college football is just unreal because Clemson and Alabama and Ohio State, they're just on a different level, and nobody seems to be able to catch them.
No doubt. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And, Aaron, this is why you don't bet $5,000 because Notre Dame scores a touchdown with less than a minute to go, and now it's a 17-point, right?
Ooh, that's right, yeah.
So they just crushed a lot of people. A lot of people just got crushed unless Alabama somehow runs the ball back on the kickoff.
With 56 seconds left.
Can you imagine that? I mean, you would be – if you had a big bet on this, you would die. It would kill you.
Yes. Well, and this is why. And I'm telling you, this is why it's so funny. I always have buddies text me kind of what our caller just said a minute ago is, well, bro, I got to take Bama, right? And I'm not saying don't take Bama. But when literally every single analyst, person, whoever, can't even make the argument for Notre Dame to keep it competitive, I was just like, you know, I'm just going to stay away because it feels too obvious. And sure enough, Vegas just cashed a lot of tickets right now.
How many television sets just got kicked in? Seriously.
I was going to say there's a lot of crumpled up tickets at all the sports books across Vegas right now. So.
Man. All right. 877-99 on Fox.
Brandon in Dallas, you're on The Odd Couple. Aaron Torres filling in for Chris Broussard alongside Rob Parker. How are you, Brandon? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you guys doing tonight?
Man, great, doing Brandon. Great.
Man, love the show as always. Having a great time all week. Thanks for holding it down last night.
Man, I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, we're going to keep it rolling. I'm not going to take any time off for a while. I'll be here. I'll be here until I make some big trip. Unless I'm going on a really big trip, I'll be here.
Hey, we're here for it, man. Appreciate it. Hey, but about college football, man, it has gotten it's gotten so regional. You know, it's gotten very regional. Unless you're from the Southeast, you know, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana a little bit, or if you're over there from Ohio, you know, you're just not interested in this. This is going to be the fourth year in a row that's going to be Clemson and Alabama. And I'll be honest with you guys, if it wasn't for DraftKings, I wouldn't be watching this game right now.
See, are you winning in DraftKings or not with the score, with the late score? What?
Well, I got a couple bucks coming in, but my bigger guys were playing tonight. So Trevor Lawrence is going to do great for me. I'm sure I'll win a few shekels.
Okay, there you go. We need some shekels won, no doubt about it.
Right.
Speaking of shekels, I put 100 shekels on the Wizards to finally win. The spread was -1 against the Timberwolves, who are awful, and the Wizards haven't won a game. So keep me in mind, okay? I need some shekels.
Listen.
877-99 on Fox.
John in L.A., you're on The Odd Couple. Aaron Torres filling in for Chris Broussard alongside Rob Parker. Happy New Year, John. How are you?
Hey, Happy New Year, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Absolutely.
I totally agree, man. This is it sucks, man, watching the college football. I'm a huge SC fan, and, yeah, we haven't won in quite some time, and that's okay. My brother's a huge Notre Dame fan. Well, maybe not no more. I mean,
dude, this is brutal. 100%. Notre Dame hasn't won anything since 1988. I mean, really?
I'll give you one for SC. Lindale White, Reggie Bush. Remember that? Remember how long ago that used to be now?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you know, now it's like, well, some of the previous callers were saying, you know, that quarterback, he moved to Georgia. Because there's no high school football here in Southern California. So he was slated to go to SC, and he said, nope, I'm going to go play football in the South. So, you know, it's hard to watch, you know, because you see all the Pac-12 teams, look what happened to SC. They were 5-0. They were saying, you know, they probably shouldn't have been 5-0.
Right.
But they went and lost to Oregon. But, you know, every day, I mean, you could – slide in one of these Pac-12 teams and someone's going to upset somebody, and that's the exciting part. But when you watch a pro football team like Alabama come in and just roll everyone through, it's like, all right,
Yep, you know? No doubt. Appreciate the call.
Like
thank
Tom
you.
Brady.
Oh, really?
What do you say about Tom Brady?
It's like watching Tom Brady.
Ugh.
Not against good teams. Oh, I'm sorry. That's another conversation.
It is. You got any? You can go off on Tom Brady if you want. I know you must have something. So.
Oh, yeah. We got a topic we definitely could talk about.
Okay. You want to take one more? We got to get to decision.
Can we squeeze it in?
Manuel, 30 seconds. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Aaron Torres filling in for Chris Broussard alongside Rob Parker.
Hey, love y'all. You got to deal with Arnie Stanier all year. So
thank
God
you.
Bless you, my man.
Thank
Happy
you, Manuel.
New Year. And Rob, you know I love you, baby.
No doubt.
You know what it
You're
is, man? It's systematic, bro. It's the elephant in the room. It's the concussion issue. And we're seeing that firsthand in California, unfortunately. No youngsters want to play. Or a minimal amount. Keep up the good work, fellas. Love you guys. Happy New
Appreciate
Year.
Appreciate it. Happy New Year. Thank you, man. Well, no doubt about it. That's another issue as well. We know enrollment into football has gone down, Aaron, with all the stuff going on. All right. Yep. It is the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio on your New Year's Day. Rob Parker and Aaron Torres in for Chris Broussard. We appreciate you being along here as we start 2021 on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. And now let's welcome in Marcus Cromartie, a former NFL DB. He joins us here on the Odd Couple. What's happening, Marcus? Happy New Year.
What's going on, Rob? Happy New Year, man. What's going on, Aaron?
What's going on, Marcus?
Man, all good, man. Let's just get right to it. We just heard Steve DeSega talk about Alvin Kamara testing positive for Corona and where this is. And this was the elephant in the room. And the scary part is you go into the NFL playoffs. If you miss a guy like this or somebody, a big star, a quarterback, test positive for coronavirus, I mean, this could wreck the Saints season, couldn't it?
Well, Roger Goodell has to do the right thing. I think, you know, you look toward the NBA and you see how they handled all this. You got to let your big-time players play in these playoff games. You know, I've seen you spoke on the earliest he can return is January 10th. Well, then you got to schedule that game for January 10th. I think they'll be doing the Saints a huge disservice if you schedule on January 9th on that Saturday playoff game.
Marcus, how frustrated are guys in the league? I'm sure you still have plenty of friends that are playing with just the inconsistency with, you know, some teams have to miss games. Some teams just have to play without guys. Some teams get their games moved. It feels like every scenario is a little bit different, and it could cost the Browns a playoff spot because of their loss. It could cost the Dolphins. They won't have Fitzpatrick available this weekend. How frustrated are guys in these locker rooms?
Well, not just playoff spots, you know, you're costing guys contracts. Baker Mayfield is playing for a contract. You know, not having his receivers and not making the playoffs this year would hurt that tremendously. Coaches are playing for their jobs, or they're coaching for their jobs. So not having these players available is just terrible all around. You know, you're doing what you can, but at the end of the day, I think, you know, you almost got to give the season an asterisk.
Yeah. What about Washington? The Washington football team, Alex Smith taking snaps with the first team. Looks like he's going to be they got him listed as questionable against the Eagles. But the Eagles aren't going to play some of their starters. And Pittsburgh's not playing Ben Roethlisberger. They're going to rest some people. Is the integrity kind of fudged here? I mean, with so many ramifications for so many teams, there's five teams vying for four spots in the AFC, and then, you know, Washington and Dallas and the Giants are all in the mix. Guys not playing, is that fair, or is there no way around it? And that's basically, blame the team for looking for help from other people instead of taking care of business themselves.
Well, it's a little bit of both. I think that's kind of gone on for the majority of the past seasons. I think only having one team as a bye, the seeding implications you would have thought would have kind of eliminated this entire, you know, sitting players down on week 17, but it seems that it hasn't. So, you know, it's not fair that the Eagles are sitting the players and the Washington almost, you know, is kind of getting pushed to the playoffs, but that's why you have to win games in the beginning of the season. The games in the beginning of the season are, I'm not going to feel bad for a team that's 7-9 not making the playoffs.
And I was going to say, kind of in the same vein with the Pittsburgh Steelers, do you think, and I've been arguing with my partner in my normal slot, Arnie Spanier, about this all week, but basically that Pittsburgh basically says, we don't mind losing this game, we just need a bye. But also, I think the factor is that Buffalo, yes, they'll potentially have some fans for a later playoff game, but is it also part of it, maybe teams are more willing to rest guys because of the fact that there isn't a true home field advantage this year in the playoffs?
Well, you make a good point, Aaron. I guess they're adding the bye week. You know, instead of having that bye week they would essentially have if they was the number two seed, they just sit in their players week 17. It kind of works the same. You know, Mike Tomlin is always going to do a great job of getting his players prepared. And this is just another way he's implemented a way to kind of get ahead of the curve.
Our guest is Marcus Cromartie, former NFL DB here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Marcus, last thing here. We got about a minute or so to go. Kyler Murray, obviously they got to go and beat the Rams in order to get into the playoffs. But what happened? Remember the Hail Murray throw? He beats the Buffalo Bills. Everybody's going crazy about Kyler Murray, and it looked like he was on his way. And then all of a sudden they stumbled after that. Even Cliff Kingsbury, their coach, went crazy talking about after that big game, he was like, well, they need to start alternating the MVPs between Kyler Murray and Patrick Mahomes over the next few years. I mean, it was like crazy, but it looked like the league kind of figured him out and have stymied him. He has struggled more so than not.
Well, that just, first of all, that goes and shows you they play in one of the toughest divisions in football. And I know that's no excuse, but when you have to face Seattle, then you face San Fran's defense, you know, they're not getting any handouts. What I would say about Kyler Murray is that we were crowning him a little too early. You know, you got to play this game week in and week out, and there's no easy weeks. You know, I know, Rob, you know, you like to say what you say about Tom Brady, but, hey, Tom's been doing it for years, man. And so to get to that point. And
yeah,
we
but
were
Tom calling, at least has the video equipment and other teams defensive.
Oh, well, you know. Besides the video equipment and having this quote-unquote coach, he had to go out and play the games, Rob. And I know Kyler Murray, he's going to get that experience. You know, you only get better playing. So he's going to get better. He needs to figure out how to use his height to his advantage as Russell did and, you know, staying low or, you know, being able to get out of tough situations because that's going to be a part of his game for the rest of his career. So he's going to have to adjust to the NFL game the same way Josh Allen has made his height his strength and his big arm strength. And so, you know, Kyler's got a lot of figuring out to do, but I think he's going to be a good player moving forward.
All right. His name is Marcus Cromartie, man. Good stuff. We appreciate you. Happy New Year. We'll have you on again. All right, my man?
All right. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it, man. Hey, Happy New Year. And wish you and your loved ones a blessed one, man. Have a good one.
You
Thank
too.
You, Marcus.
Appreciate it. No doubt about it. Marcus Cromartie chiming in week 17, which will be interesting. All right, coming up next on The Odd Couple, Rob Parker and Aaron Torres in for Chris Broussard here on Fox Sports Radio. Did Dabo Swinney set himself up a little bit? We'll tell you what we're talking about as that game is Clemson, Ohio State is coming up soon. So we'll talk about that and much more. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
It's tricky betting on the college football playoffs. It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Aaron Torres, in for Chris Broussard on this funky flashback Friday. Aaron, you would be sick with a minute to go, am I right? Especially the way that Alabama started the game, scoring in its first three possessions. And you would think, oh, this is going to be a cakewalk. And instead, they don't cover.
100%. And not only do they not cover, they Notre Dame scores with 56 seconds left, I think. Yep. It wasn't a competitive game. Alabama was easily three scores better than Notre Dame. I would be frustrated. This is also why I stayed away, because when everyone says that there's only going to be one result, weird stuff happens. That's how they build these casinos in Vegas, which a spot that you and I like to go to very often, Rob. So
I'm heading there for my birthday, man. I can't wait for a couple days.
You know what's crazy? I know we got to get to Dabo, but I was just thinking that weekend, because I was out there last year. It was the divisional weekend. You and I hung out, and it was almost exactly a year ago. So I do know your birthday's coming up. It's unbelievable.
January 10th, unbelievable. I'm not going to tell you how old I'm going to be, but it's incredible. I'm looking forward to, you know, going out to Vegas to hang out for a little bit. But Dabo Swinney, here's the thing. Clemson's coach in the coaches poll, Aaron, you know, put Ohio State as the 11th best team in the country. So my only question is, if somehow, some way, Ohio State wins this game coming up soon, this playoff game, if I was a reporter in the press conference, and you know I've been known to asking some provocative questions in my career, I would definitely say to him, so if Ohio State was the 11th best team in the country, are you guys number 12 now? Because that's what I'm asking.
I have a feeling if they lose, there's a column on Deadspin coming Monday morning.
You already know it. It's half written. But you know, my point is, like, to do that, what was he thinking? Like, we know about bulletin board material, but was this because he wanted them out of the way for an easier path to the championship? Or is this legit because they didn't play as many games? It's COVID. We know what's going on, Aaron. I mean, they had no choice what was going on. Michigan canceled the game. And I can't remember the other game that got canceled, but it had nothing to do with Ohio State. Did he have a point?
Yeah. When he was asked the second, third, fourth time, he paraphrased, listen, I didn't vote anybody that played fewer than X number of games in the top 10. They were clearly the best team, blah, 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 blah. I am with you 100%, though, in that I just don't think it's... Listen, yes, Ohio State is probably not on the level of Clemson this particular season. They lost a lot of guys to the NFL. Chase Young, who's playing well for Washington, etc. I just don't like the idea. I mean, Ohio State's a really good football team. Justin Fields is going to be a top five pick at quarterback. I just don't believe you need to be giving them extra motivation. I do give Dabo, I guess, a little bit of credit for sticking with his guns and saying what he truly believes. I just don't like the idea of giving a team this good actual bulletin board material, as I said.
I'm with you. It makes no sense. I don't see how you gain from this. We all know Ohio State, no matter how many games it played, deserves to be in the mix, right? They're one of the best four teams in the country. Is there really an argument or a debate about that?
Talent-wise, no, there isn't. It's just a matter of did they deserve to get in playing essentially half the games of some other teams.
Right. But it's not based on talent or whether or not they belong. And I think that's why. Just stay away from it. If this was a regular year, then I think he would have an argument if they only played somehow six games. But in a COVID year, I'm hoping Ohio State upsets Clemson.
Am I
a bad person for that?
No, not at all. And I think it's absolutely in the realm of possibility. I mean, listen, Clemson is a touchdown favorite in Vegas. As I said earlier in the show, I think something like 80% of the money has come in on Clemson. We just saw what happened when all that money came in on Alabama in the first game. Notre Dame figures out a way to cover. And so I think it's definitely possible. And Justin Fields, by the way, there's a reason that he and that team fought so hard for a season this year. It's because they believe they're good enough to win a national championship. Hasn't worked out the way they thought. They've had guys out with COVID in previous games. Some guys are back, some guys aren't, but it doesn't change the fact they're a team that's good enough to win this game, which is going to lead to a heck of a column on Deadspin Monday morning if that's the case.
It would be something if they could pull it out. And I'm wondering when we have Lamar Mitchell from the MGM, you know, how much money, you know, like if he could give us what was the percentage of money that went on Alabama, because there might be dancing in the streets, all the bookies and the casinos, you know what I mean? Really, because that's a, if I was betting on that game, I would have taken Alabama minus 21, 19 or whatever it was. And it was 17, right? The final margin. So that'll be interesting. All right. Hour number two of the program is coming up, and we got week 17 in the NFL. And there are a few quarterbacks, man, that got a lot to prove, and we want to hear and figure out which one has the most to prove, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, or Tua. So we'll talk about that and much more. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Aaron Torres. Stick and stay, America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.